First of all, thank you very much for agreeing to this chat today and sharing your journey as a woman, as an English learner in the United States. And I remember when I met you for the first time in my class, I immediately had the image of you as a smart, very outgoing, very pleasant lady with a beautiful smile. And I'm not the only one who confirmed that. The entire group said the same thing about you. And I know that you have a very interesting background. You are from India and you were educated in India as an engineer. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yeah, definitely, Anya. And I am so thankful that you chose me for this podcast chat. I'm really grateful to you. Yeah, and I heard all the interviews, not all I can say, but 2-3 interviews I heard from your podcast, and it was really inspiring that, yeah, so many people are so much interested into the ESL thing. Yeah, and they learn a lot of things. They have such a, you know, they have such, some people have nice backgrounds, but then coming to America, it comes to the ground zero. So they have to again start from the scratch. So yeah, and so definitely if I get the chance to be a teacher, I definitely want to want kids to learn English, because it's being in America, which is a developed country. Everybody wants to be in US because it has everything. I mean, everything a normal family or a normal parents won't want for their kid and for their family, like education, jobs, and a developed country, which provides at least all the basic facilities which are required for living. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And how was that shift for you? I know you mentioned several times you would like to start teaching, which you did. And I'm very, very happy to hear that all the conversations we had about volunteering, and I think of America as a very unique country from that perspective. I have never seen any country in my traveling experience and living in Ireland. There is no such a country as the US where volunteering is developed at that extent. So that's why I look at the volunteering as the opportunity, number one, to improve your language skills, and number two, finding new opportunities, and you pursued this opportunity. But being an educated engineer in India and working in your country for several years as an engineer, and coming to the US and shifting the gears with career, do or did you have any feelings about this? How was that transition for you?
That transition was not so, I told you that when I was in India also, I wanted to be in the field of, you know, in the field as a site engineer, or in college as a lecturer, for as a civil engineer lecturer, we have those. So it is, I in India also, I wanted to be in the teaching profession as well, because it is fun to be on the site, but as we grow old, and it's yet really difficult for ladies to be on the site all the time. So it would have stopped there with me only. If I would have been at the site as a site engineer, it would have been there, and I would have been doing something for myself. But then getting into the profession of teaching, you know, if the knowledge which I gain through experience and through books as well, which the kids get through the books, so combining both, it would because what I got was from the only the teachers. They were not experienced in the field as a site engineer. They were they got their jobs as they had their degrees, but they did not go to the field, so they were not able to connect us with those field experiences and the teaching theory part. So having that experience as well as the knowledge, I wanted the kids to understand it more easily. to have the
Same.
practical as well as the theoretical knowledge that those are different, but they will be able to understand, yeah, this is a little different and this is theory is a little different. So, but then we moved to US for, of course, for the kids only. And my husband got a better opportunity here. And for kids, we moved. And then at that time, this whole, I have been here for 1.5 almost years. But this whole time, I have been thinking then, okay, not in the civil field, but yeah, not the civil engineering field, but then I can help in some other way, whatever knowledge I have. So volunteering gave me an opportunity as an ESL to help people, help ladies. And I think most of the ladies are only require needing this ESL. I somehow I think that that is the thing, because boy, gentlemen, they get the job and they come to this country and they already have this knowledge, and that is why they get those jobs. Basically, when I'm talking about India, maybe I have not met so many people from other countries, but here, yeah, they have that knowledge because they have their English also, they have their job also. But with the ladies, they come up with a different language. They have a language in, they do a job in their own language. So it was difficult for them to come to India and come to US, I'm sorry, into US and learn the, it's a very different kind of English in US. They speak, not just like
Absolutely.
the
Yes. And that was my next question to you. I know in India you study British English, and American English is very different from British English. So how was that experience for you? Did you have any difficulties with that?
Of course, Anya. When I was here, like a year and 1.5 year back, it was kind of difficult for me to, converse with the teacher, for me as well. Although I was able to, they have a very different, the problem was with the accent, and the accent we were not able to understand. So it took me kind of a month and a half or something to understand, get into the understanding thing, and talking, of course, took a lot of time. So it was difficult in the first part, like 6 months we can say, because kids started going to school and then they were able to adapt easily, because I think kids adapt easily. Yeah, so, and were able to understand the languages as well, because they were in the contact with teachers all the time, like from morning till evening they were in the same surrounding, so they were able to understand things easily. It was difficult for me because when they came home, they we were talking in our native language, so it was difficult. Then I started watching news in the in their language, American English, and movies, of course,
Did it help?
and books. Yeah, it helped a lot. It helped a lot. Maybe understanding thing has helped me a lot. I'm able to really understand all those
That's
difficult
wonderful.
words. But still, I am learning. I'm still
Yes.
learning.
I always say that it's impossible to say that I know a language, any language you learn truly, right? So a language is a living thing, and you learn it throughout the life because it changes with the society, right? And you mentioned something interesting between your kids coming home speaking English, and you as parents, you as a mother, having difficulty with communication. I hear this quite a lot, this generational thing, linguistic thing. How does it make you feel, or did it make you feel in the past when you couldn't really communicate or understand your children? And you're a parent, right? You are the mother, you have certain authority, but because of the language barrier, you cannot keep this authority on the same level like you did in India, for example. How did you feel about that? Did this inspire you to
Yeah, the
go
only, yeah.
to the ESL program and start improving your English, or maybe you felt something else?
Yeah, actually, you know, Anya, when we were, I'm talking about a very long back thing when I was a kid. We were used to, English was not so much, famous out there when I was a kid, and news used to come in English languages, and my parents were like, "What do you think? What do you want to be?" And I don't know, somehow it was in my mind that I want to go to America, and they're like, "Really? How? How
Really
is that possible?" Yeah, it was.
interesting. Back in the
It's
days,
like
you
it's.
knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how it happened, but they also said that you have a very good English, but not, of course, not like Americans. But at that time, somewhere it was in my mind that I have to be in the developed country somehow. I have to reach there. I mean, yeah.
Interesting.
So, but for kids, it was easy because they whatever they said, it was in the whatever they said, I wanted them to translate in our native language so that I was able to connect it with the words which I is it the same word they are saying
Right.
in British English, all the spellings are almost same. So I just wanted to connect those things and connect it with the accent and the sound which they are, you know, producing or saying. So it was kind of difficult at that time. And it is difficult sometimes now also, but then it helped me how it like I started reading their they brought the notes and all whatever they get as a homework in the school, and I started sending emails to the teachers, and and those way I started connecting with the teachers and started talking to them also because they give phone numbers. So yeah, and now it has become easier for me to converse with them. I like going to school and talking to teachers, and earlier I was kind of afraid that
Course.
how will I talk, you know?
Of
I
course.
don't know what she's saying. I used to take my husband along because he was in contact with his managers and all who all are Americans, so he used to understand all those things. So, and every time I had to ask him, what did she say in the earlier meetings with the teachers? And then I finally realized that I cannot take him everywhere with me. So I started to improve, and I started searching for things. I got the ESL classes. So some of the classes I did in the Schomburg Library, the online classes, and then I got the ESL class with you, and then I got these this information also that we can volunteer as well, and with the help of this adult illiteracy, I'm able to volunteer now, and I'm looking forward to it that it goes really well. It's a
This is
16 week.
fantastic. This is, you know, when you reached
Thank
out
you. Yeah.
and you asked for the reference, I said, oh my gosh, this woman listens and she goes after opportunities. It truly made my day. Thank you very much. It did.
Really,
I'm
really? Oh, thank you. And I was so happy as well as I was so afraid. It was a mixed feeling. I was like, whether I'll be getting that or not, because volunteering, you know, people sign up, but sometimes it's missed. So well,
absolutely.
your reference was really helpful because you were the only reference, because I could have given others reference also, but your reference was really helpful. Yeah.
I'm glad it helped. So I know you went through the training with the Read to Learn program. How was that experience for you?
Yeah, that was kind of, you know, because I was going for the first time training in a whole American group, and I think none of the Indian was there. I just looked around and no one was there, and I was kind of scared, and I thought maybe I'll not get selected, or you know, maybe I'll not But the only thing I have, maybe I have told you earlier also, because they here the main thing is not what you, where you belong from. It is the main thing what you, what your knowledge is about. Do you know the thing that really works for me? Because on that training day, I was able to, I was amazed that I was able to understand everything that other Joe
That's
actual
wonderful.
she was telling me. I was so happy, and it was kind of, you know, they were very clear that it is not a, such a very big thing. You, anyone who is, who has not done even a volunteering or anything, is not an English teacher, anything, they can do that. And they were so supportive, and they were so positive that I don't want anyone of the volunteers to lose out from here. So they're, yeah, they were very supportive, and training was really well, very good. Yeah.
That's great. That's
Yeah, and
wonderful.
all they were, and I was so happy to see that all were ladies. All the trainers were ladies. I was really amazed to see that. And they
Yes.
were so happy. They were so happy to see the volunteers, so many volunteers at that time. And which really gave me that, that's why I told you, na, I was quite kind of nervous. And that really gave me a too much of strength that, yeah, if you want to do something, you can really do that. If you move in that direction, thinking of a certain thing, then you will be really able to do that.
Just make a step, overcome the fear.
Yes.
And I remember you said in one of the emails when you were talking about your first session with your student, it's a one-on-one session, right? And I know that they match a student with a volunteer based on the goals, experience, and so forth. And one of the things you mentioned was that you were nervous a little bit before the first session. So, what kind of feelings did you have when you went to the session with your student? How did you feel?
Oh, on that day too, I'll tell you from the beginning, Anya. I was relying on my husband, and he just had his meeting at 9 a.m. And I was, oh my God, now how will I go? And no, I have to go. I have to go. And on that first day, I had that feeling: should I go? Should I go? Or should I? Shouldn't I?
Did you want to
Yeah.
turn around?
Oh, I mean, I just wanted to call her and say that or should I, shouldn't I? But then, you know, I recalled the training thing, and then no, I should do it. You
I'm
know,
glad
and
you
then
decided for yes.
yeah, and then maybe I thought at that time, maybe it's kind of you know, a sign from the God that you have to do it all alone. Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm sharing happiness. So yeah, and then yeah, I went all by myself, and I was there on time, and I was meeting the student and the site supervisor for the first time, and I thought, I don't know what will happen. You know, it was the first class I was going to take, and then with the with the student, as she was a returning student, so she knew some of the words, and she did not knew some of the basic words as well. But then it was really nice. She was also kind of adaptive. Whatever I wanted to teach her, whatever I wanted to explain it to her, she was able to understand. Maybe some of the things she was trying to get converted by the language, get not translated, but then rest of the things which I made her understand, she understood. Yeah,
That's
and of
wonderful.
course, ladies are smart.
Do you speak the same language with a student, or you speak different languages? The first native language, I mean.
With the students, you know, they she's from Russia.
Really?
Yeah, and she was not able to understand the
Okay.
normal English, I think. So we talked, both of us used to talk in English only. Everything was able to, we were able to talk in English. And I had a shadow teacher also for just for 5 minutes. You know, it was the first day, and first time someone whom I had to teach something which she wants to learn, which is kind of very new for her. So I really needed a shadow tutor. So it was for just 10, 15 minutes that I followed her. And then I realized that, oh, okay, we have to do all these things like this way. And then I was able to do that on the first day. It was mistakes were there,
Of course.
but it went well. Yeah, the
It's
shooting
normal.
was
Yeah, mistakes are fine. I know everybody is scared of making mistakes, and I was the same way when I studied my English and French, because we're
oh.
striving for this perfect sentence, right? But
Yeah.
unfortunately, that's how we learn. We have to make mistakes, right?
Yes. And it was so friendly kind of thing with the site supervisor also. She's also really nice, and she said that it's fine, it's fine. You will learn eventually. So yeah.
Fantastic. That's wonderful.
I was so happy with this volunteering thing. I was not able to express at that time, but of course, I can tell you right now, it's really amazing because it's helpful in with the whoever is the surrounding when people come, when you see people that they don't know the language, which is the basic language we are here for. Which is the basic language for this country? They don't know the basic words, also. It's really disheartening. So, when you get into this teaching thing, the English teaching basically, maths obviously, maths is we can teach, but that's a different thing. Maths everybody knows, but a language which needs to connect people from one person to other person, it's really needed with people who are coming all around from outside the country.
Absolutely. That's a great
It
point.
really feels nice because I think English is the language which is spoken almost everywhere, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You can get by with English any way you go. That's so
Yeah,
true.
and it is so helpful in all the daily things. If you go to the airport, you will be able to communicate so easily because traveling, most of the people who are traveling everywhere they have signs in English and the other language they have in their country. But they have that English as well. It's really needed for
Many
someone to
things,
survive.
right?
Yeah.
You said something interesting when we started this chat earlier today. You said that you wanted to teach what you know, to share basically, right? Your skills, your expertise, your knowledge. And doing this volunteering right now, what do you think you're sharing with your students? What are you teaching?
Currently, in the volunteering thing, since it has been just two classes, but then if I get to meet some people outside also, I'll definitely share that it's not the knowledge which I am having. I'm sharing. We are getting a packet to share, right? But then it is helping them to move forward, whatever maybe it has little words or something, but they are in their daily life, they are getting the daily words to be used. So they will get used to all those words in English. But for this ESL thing, I think for right now, I'm not able to share what structural language and everything which I have as my background, but still I am able to maybe I'm getting the experience of teaching.
That's absolutely true. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But maybe I didn't ask you this question correct. I didn't finish it actually, which I should have.
I'm so
So,
sorry.
no, it's not your fault. I should have specified. Yes, obviously you are teaching English, right? You are teaching the language to the students, but I'm talking about a bigger picture, right? When we teach the subject, right? But we also teach something else. So, and I was curious when you, and I know you didn't have a lot of sessions with your students so far, but you will. What else, apart from English, are you teaching your students?
Not only the language, as I told you, Anya, that this they are learning to use all those things in their what is going to happen in the future for their kids. The student which I have, she doesn't she is in the same boat as I was. She's also taking her husband's brother to the meetings because she's not able to understand the teacher is telling me. Anya, and then the person translates that thing to her. So even I was in the same boat when she told me this, and I was imagining myself. I was even doing the same thing. So maybe I think that is the thing which I'm trying to help them.
Yeah,
Like
absolutely.
not because Anya, English is something which is not only used in. As watching TV or watching movie, you are able to connect with your community, and maybe you're living. Maybe any person who is living in a community, maybe it is having people from just Americans, not from the same community we are. So it's very helpful in a country which is an English-speaking country. So, in a broader way. Because she is having a boy, obviously kids learn the English, but she's not able to connect with the notes which come from the school. She's translating it and then she's trying to understand it. So maybe not now. It will take a little more time, but then she'll be able to because she has three kids. Just not just for her, I'm saying it's for other students also who don't know how to speak, who don't know what is this word mean. If like there was a word I would like to share, there was the word, very simple word, crow, and she did not know what a crow is. And so there was an exercise which explained, which gave the hint, and there was the word like a blackbird. It's a crow. Now, then she was able to connect it. Oh, I have seen this. I know what a crow is.
Of course
So
she does.
somehow in yeah, and but she did not know the word.
In
So
English,
in
right?
that's just a little example I'm
Yeah.
giving, because if you go to a store, everything is written in English, and maybe I know the thing, but I don't know the name. So it's helping them, growing.
Right. And
And there.
that's a great point. You are not just teaching English. You're also sharing your experience. Like you say, I was in the same boat, right? You studied somewhere and you give them a bigger picture. You say, hey, I was there before, but I did steps, certain steps, and this is where I am today. So if I did it, you can do it as well. So it's bigger than the language, right? Don't you agree?
Yes. It's bigger than that is what maybe I'm not able to share my technical thing, but then it is what I'm able to share, what I experienced this whole 1.5 year, and which will help the other lady also grow, and she can be anything she wants.
Exactly.
Although she is driving, she knows the directions and all. She's a driver. She's an Uber driver, I guess. So yeah, and then she knows certain words, but not all the daily life, daily using words, daily in which we use in our daily life. And I think it will, because knowing bigger words is really necessary for those who are, in the bigger or in the advanced thing. But knowing small things like meeting the teacher, because everyone has a kid, and they are in this developed country for the future of their kids only. So
Right,
yeah, I
right.
think
And
somehow.
many people come to the ESL programs. Listen, my experience working locally here in Chicagoland and on the national level, Many people have the same goals, like you say. They want to be able to talk to the teacher of a child. They want to be able to explain the symptoms to the doctor. They want to be able to be efficient at the meetings, stores, talking to the neighbors. They want to learn the American culture and so forth. When you think about the goals, that about the same, right? That's how we start in this country.
Yeah.
And then they grow different directions.
They start from, because I shared with you, Anya, that male who are usually in the IT field, they already know their managers. They already have been in conversation with them. So they already know English. Many of the many of them who are coming from the, for example, from my country, they are coming from the southern part. Most of the ladies don't know the English language as well. So they also, maybe they are very technically strong, but they don't know. So they have learned in their own native language the thing, but they're not able to get the job, or they are not able to help their kids because it's really it's English is not very very tough, but it's not very easy for, because everything which is new for new for everyone. Because if I want to learn like Spanish, I will be it will be difficult for me as well. So but then Spanish is speaking in some of the countries. English is speaking in a whole universe, I guess. Even
right.
in you know, space, people are speaking
yes.
in English.
Even in space, I agree with you.
Yes.
As we're talking right now, I have this question, and it might be a little bit cultural question, but is it true to say that an Indian woman, it's a stay-at-home mom in your culture?
Maybe we could have said that 10 years back, because now every because 10 years back, I think they what we I think maybe not even 10, more than 15 years. It depends on person to person also, Anya. Because my father, what's talking about my family, my father was a very strong person. And he and all the three girls, my younger sister is a doctor, my younger sister, the youngest one is a dentist, another one is an engineer, computer science, I am a civil, my elder brother is a computer science. So he was a very strong person. And all three, talking about the ladies, all of us are married and all of us, they're working. So it depends from person to person, you know, Anya. And now, after 10 years, talking about the recent scenario, it's not like that.
It changed.
So people, ladies want to work. People are supporting the ladies, but then at some point there is a path where they have to choose sometimes the career, or you know, with the kids, they don't get time. In India, it's difficult to get a job after a certain gap. If you are 3 years of gap, then it's really difficult to get a job.
Interesting.
You know? So, but here it's here in any field, like if you want to go in a teaching also, it's very difficult to get a job. Yeah, even after not, I'm 3 years is a long time. I'm talking
right.
Here, like 1 year also. 1 year also, it's very difficult. But then what I realized here is that here it is not difficult. If you get your license, if you get your certificates, you know, verified as per their rules, and if it is according to their credits, it's easy to get a job here. It's difficult for engineers also to get a job after 1.5 years of gap in India. And like, oh, really?
Knowledge just changes so fast and so rapidly. I see why. Well, this has been wonderful, and I'm really excited about the difference you make right now for your community, outside of your community. But what's next for Sanobar?
Next I think I have not so much decided to be next because what I see in future is for the just for a year, not so much after a year because you know Anya, I don't know much about the education system here, you know because I have a complete knowledge about my education system in our country. Where we need to put the kids for their, you know, higher education and all. So I am still exploring. So some of the things which I am concerned is about my kids' education.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, and with this and English, I really wanted to learn because it is really helpful to, you know, get in information when you go to the meetings, when you go to the conferences and the lectures which are given in the library so that you can understand how is this going to help your, you know, getting admission in colleges and all. So since my kid will be going to a high school, I really am concerned about him because I usually tell him that I'll definitely find out my path. I have already something in my background. Yeah. But then I need to support him first. So
That's a
with
great mindset. I love it.
thank you. And for here for myself, I have this as a major goal for setting up my kids. And to get a lot of information how to get them into colleges and get them higher educations. For myself, I definitely want to be in this. If I get the opportunity to get into the teaching profession in the school or maybe in college, who knows?
I think you are on the right path. You started. You started. You already on your way. Don't ever hesitate.
Yeah, I'll definitely try. And you have been such a supportive teacher. I know. Oh.
Thank you.
So this is
That's good
your
to know.
advice.
That's good to know. And I mean, it goes both ways to what we said earlier today. It's always a two-way street. Even when you teach, you also learn something from your students
Learn.
or people you work
Yes.
with, right? It's the same way
Yeah.
here. You encourage me as well.
And well, thank you so much, Anya. And you know, we meet so much people with so much in anywhere we go, we meet people with so much of experience that we really get inspired that yeah, we can do
Absolutely.
this. Yeah.
Yes,
And
yes.
meet in my training part, I met people who are that Jo Fetcher, who was from an IT background. She introduced herself because she was from the IT background. She got into this education thing, and we get so much of experience, and we get experienced people talking, and we get so much inspiration. So I really want to go into this profession. Yeah.
Wonderful. I always say that America is such a lucky country because it attracts top professionals from across the globe. It just they need a little bit of help with the language. Otherwise, the hard skills are there, right? So you just need to do some work and study English to bring yourself to the next level in this country. But I want to thank you for the inspiration and for the difference you make and share your experience, knowledge with people who need it the most. And believe me, it's not just the language you are teaching them. You are transferring yourself, your soft skills, and you show them a bigger picture and you motivate them. So thank you very much for this mission.
Yeah, thank you so much, Anya, because I think I would have not been into so much of confidence unless I met you because all those things I met so many people in our class and you were so inspiring and I have learned a lot from you also that One person who coming from other country, because you inspire people so much, because all of the class students, we all students which were in your class, we did not have so much of English knowledge, you know. And you inspire everyone to be now also to be seriously, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm really thankful that we got you, yeah.
Thank you, Sanobar. And thank you for agreeing to this chat today on a beautiful
And
day in
I
Chicago.
was so happy that you asked me for this podcast. I'm like, oh my God, all this time I was hearing the podcast and now I will be getting this
Absolutely,
phone.
because you
It is
inspire.
so.